Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. As we've been hearing, that barrier, I think it's possibly, or was it a gate, which has been installed on the King's Parade, is going to be in operation from today. I'm pleased to say we are joined on the line by the City Council leader, Lewis Herbert, who's going to talk to us a little bit about that. Morning to you, Lewis.
Yeah, morning, Julian.
What was the advice that you got from the police in the first place to put the gate in?
Well, all tourist cities have been not targeted by the police, but they've been identified and assessed. So there's a specific assessment that King's Parade needs protecting, along with certain streets in Canterbury and York and other places, including Edinburgh. So we have specific advice. Clearly, there's an assessment of the threat, and there's still an assessment that, in addition to other awful terrorist incidents, that there's a threat of vehicle driving.
Why does it only get shut at 9:30 in the morning? I got a little bit. We played, as you possibly heard, a clip of your council colleague Richard Robertson at the top of the hour, in which he was saying it doesn't shut until 9:30 because of all the students in the area around King's College. But I thought the whole point of the gate being there was that lots of people gathered together become a threat from terrorists.
Well, the students early in the morning aren't pedestrians. They're largely, and in some volume, cycling through King's Parade, including going south.
Right,
to
okay.
The main lecture areas. The broad protection times of 9:30 to 7 are because that's when you literally do have, in summer, tourists through the day spilling out across the road and not just on the pavement.
I guess so, you have people sitting on the wall eating their sandwiches. They might be wandering around taking a look at the peculiar clock and opposite of the bottom of Bennett Street.
It's the numbers in front of King's College and all the way through. And
we've right.
also put in extra protection at the Great St Mary's End. So it's an assessment of protecting the time when there are literally hundreds of visitors and also residents just walking along the road because they can. I mean, really, it is right that pedestrians reclaim this street because it isn't a street suitable for the kind of oddball cars going up and down, often for no particular reason at the moment. Deliveries for businesses, and they need to be able to get in and out at the beginning and end of the day, material.
Do you have any idea as to what the volumes of traffic during the day in that area are? I was chatting to Lucy about this the other day, and I think in the 15 or so years that I've lived in Cambridge, I've only ever needed to drive down there once. And that was to drop something off the theatre.
You're probably better behaved than some. I mean, people... We have throughout the city, and we have a broader issue about how many vehicles just wander through the city and make journeys that are really not helping. We just have a lot of people that go up and turn around in the Hammerhead, drop somebody off because they'd like to get close to the market. Now, we are providing alternate disabled parking and continuing to provide on-street cycle parking, but I think this is largely a journey unneeded, as you've demonstrated. Mm.
How long is it going to be there for? Presumably this is something which the security services will maybe, I don't know, review every so often?
Well, there definitely needs to be a further security review. So we've effectively gone through the procedures to approve an 18-month trial. And during that period, we will work on a barrier of superior design to this, because to get this in quickly, it's an above-ground installation. So if we can put some of the actual protection below ground, we can reduce how much is visible. And if there's going to be a permanent barrier subject to this further security review, then that would be a design far more in keeping with King's Road. It will never be a piece of public art in its purest sense, but we would want it to be well designed and also look to incorporate some art in it.
So our architect friend, who we quoted earlier, who doesn't particularly want to go down to King's Parade now that the barrier is up, he might not be completely happy, but give it a few months. If it does become permanent, you'll have a structure which is marginally more pleasing, shall we say.
I think it will be significantly more, Julian. I mean, I do appreciate that people love Cambridge. They love their daily walk. It will jar a bit, particularly for some, but it is necessary. I mean, I've had a couple of opposition councillors and a couple of people commenting this morning saying, you know what, there isn't really a threat. Well, I'm afraid there is, and it isn't safe for us just to ignore this advice. And it is, as I've said, happening in Edinburgh, York, Windsor, Canterbury, often on a bigger scale than this. Mm.
We had a text in from one of our listeners, Graham, who wants us to ask you if you think it's okay, as he puts it, to have to cycle in the gutter and on the cobbles. I think he's concerned about the space which is allowed for cycles to get through.
Well, we've looked at it, and yes, there is cobbles on part. There's room for people to cycle through. It was helpful when Outspoken had a look at it, and they said, yeah, we've got wide bikes, but they go straight through. The bit where people would cycle is right down the middle, and that's tarmac. Yes, there is a bit of cobble. 1.2 is adequate. There is a barrier, people will know, between Sydney Street and the street, St Andrew Street, which is 1.5 metres. Mm. So when that gate is closed and people wiggle through the end of Gwydir Street near your studios...
Ah, I know it well.
There are places where people have to think. And also, yeah, if there are less cars, I actually believe it will look better and be better during the day, often for cyclists along there. Yeah, yes, there is a bit of... There may be a bit of slowing down at the barrier. But we will look and see. We cannot allow a gap that enables a vehicle to get through. Otherwise, we've just shot ourselves in the foot in terms of barrier design.
Yeah. Well, I should test that on the bike a little later to see if I can manage it.
Yeah. Have a look and see. But there is an edge to that space, but there is also space to cycle through. By all means, let me know. And we do want to listen to comments that come in, and clearly some of it is, it's such a sudden and big change, but we have consulted and we will continue to listen to people, including ahead of any permanent installation.
Okay, well, Lewis, thank you very much joining us at a relatively short notice on this morning. Lewis Herbert, the City Council leader, thank you very much indeed. It is 16 after 9. Cambridge 105 Radio.